So just to go back to the drasha of Mikasef Miknaso, we thought there was a riboy of Yashiv Gula. So Mikasef who Niknevin or Niknev Tuva Vechelim, top of Chesimid Aleph. So Hai Tuva Vechelim Hechidam. Same with the Niknev Klal, Yashiv Gula, so Merachmana, the Rabbush Mikasef Kesef. So this is the idea that this is according to Mandamber that Rav Yosef would actually require absolute knowledge of just like with the kesef, it's worth $20, $30, $40. It has to be midi dekayet. V'idach hachika amar. B'toras kesef hu nikna v'inu nikna b'toras tuva v'cheilem umay ninhu chalipin, that the field is only redeemed right through kesef and not b'toras tuva v'cheilem. You could give tuva v'cheilem because that's worth something, but you can't actually redeem the field through a kinyan chalipin. That's a really interesting idea. We associate chalipin with tuva v'cheilem based on the pasuk in Rus, shalaf ishna alo, a shoe is obviously an example of a kli, utvo nami dechsev kol davar. Okay. L'Rav Nachman d'amar peiros la'avdi chalipin, that you have to do chalipin with something that's lasting, but peiros, which, you know, are going to be rotting at some point, lo'avdi chalipin, ma'ik l'meimar, elo lam deleis bu shavapruta. It doesn't have a Shavah Pruta. Aye, but then the question is, well, what about Kesef itself? If the Kesef isn't a Shavah Pruta, that wouldn't work either. The Kamar Mayur Yatuv Echelim, Filu Kesef Nami Lo, the Kesef itself isn't going to work. Lomi Baya Kamar. Lomi Baya Kesef, the Yispe Shavah Pruta in Ilo Lo, Avatuv Echelim, Ema Midika Mikarava Hanasayu, Gamaru Makni Nafshe, Kamash Malan. It's a really interesting idea, but that Tuv Echelim might actually not need to be a Shavah Pruta, because, you know, even B'Torah Shavei Kesef, because, you know, the Hana that you get is, you know, more immediate. You can eat it right away, or, you know, use the Kli right away. So even, again, if it's not exactly worth a Shavah Pruta, you might think that it's fundamentally different than Kesef. That's right. Kesef, you have to, you know, make your way over to the general store to go buy your lollipop with your Pruta. The Tvua of the Chelim is, you know, readily available for purposes of Hana. Okay, Rashi says Mikrova Hanasayu Mizumanim Lehenos Behen. Okay, so now we're going to get through a series of cases. Amar of Yosef Minamin Allah Tanya Egel Ze Lepidyon Bini or Talis Ze Lepidyon Bini Lo Amar Klum. Even though presumably it's worth at least 5 slaim, if you said instead Egel Ze Bichamesh Slaim Lepidyon Bini. Again, this seems to be a very good way of establishing that it has to be a midi dekayetz. You have to say that this, you know, talis, or this egel is worth this amount of funds. Okay. So, hi pidyon, hey chidam. So what are we talking about here? So Ilema de lo shavi kol kamine, it's not really worth anything. So, you know, then there's not going to be a pidyon altogether. So Allah afal gav de shavi v'keva de lo kaitzi lo. So as we said, this seems to really indicate if you have to verbalize egel zeh b'chamesh shlaim talizo b'chamesh shlaim, we're establishing the principle that in transactions everything has to be a midi de kayetz. This was a shita of Rav Yosef. So the Gemara says, we don't like that. Lo lo olam de lo shavi. Maybe it's that they're actually not worth the amount. Chagon de kibel kohen ilave. That, you know, objects are worth different things to different people. It's what they call sometimes sentimental value. Like if somebody has, I don't know, if there are 5 items in a set and somebody has 4 of them, so that 5th item is worth a lot more to him than it is from a random person on the street. So there are certain things in the marketplace that take on greater value relative to the gabrik. Yeder Rav Kaina, so this point has a big question: was Rav Kaina really coin or not? But shakel sudra mibay pidyon haben. So amar le didi chazi li chamesh lam. For me, it's worth chamesh lam. Rashi points out, because he's a Gavra Rabba, so he can't go around without his head covered, etc. And we buy a sudra areshe of a chulei amalo. You had the Marbar of Rashi, Zavan sudre me'ime de Rabba mikubi shavi asara betleser. So, you know, Marbar of Rashi, who was caught without a head covering, so he bought from Rabba's mother, you know, who I guess was in the industry selling these, kerchiefs in the town of Kubi. It was only worth 10, but he paid a premium for it because it was worth, you know, a lot more to him. So again, that I think is, you know, itself a very, very strong indication. Okay. So, as I said, Tosfos points out that, you know, this is a little bit of a strange Gemara with Rav Kaina. Mash Mahacha, Tosfos says the Rav Kaina is Kohen. V'tema, the Besofei lo Ovrin, Mash v'lo ya Kohen, the Kamar, Ilad, Nisivit, Yichanasa, lo Gilai, right? So, basically, right, Rav Kaina says, you know, and I married a woman who was from a family of Kohanim, right, so, you know, I wouldn't be in this fraternity. Yishlomer de Trei Rav Kahana Habu, so maybe you're different Rav Kahana. Inami Yishlomer de Bishvil Ishto Hayelokeyach. Kedesh Gachin, Beperek Azra, Rav Kahana Achal Bishvil Ishto. Really interesting. And again, it's a big sugya in Pidyon HaBen, but maybe if he really wasn't a Kohen, it's the same Rav Kahana who says, you know, I'm not a Kohen, but somehow he's the one who's, you know, involved here, and he's just delivering the money for his wife, you know, the Chamesh Slan. Very strange suggestion, but something that would have to be looked at. So Tosa says, "Avochule amalo, v'im talmar my time de lo mahani, migara mi matana al menas lahachzu derinu leel deshma matana." So we said before that matana al menas lahachzu, with the possible exception of kiddushin, which we'll talk about at great length, the matana al menas lahachzu is very much shma matana. So, you know, why not here? Yeshomer then achinami the migragara the hasam ika davar chashuv the heavy matana aval pishenasan al menas lahachzer. In that case, as long as it's in your possession, you're really the owner of it. It's a davar chashuv. Aval hachagabe pidyon lo heya shava ususudar chamesh laim umitchilik shenasan lo yatsi yedei nesina. The Tosfos is pointing out something very important, that in some sense this could even be worse than a matana menas lahachzer. So even if you say matana menas lahachzer works by pidyon aben, you're still transferring a chefta that's objectively worth chamesh slime. But here, it's not objectively worth chamesh slime. So the guy never had a chamesh slime in his possession. That's a very important tosos. Okay. Amar Rabbi Lazar. So Rabbi Lazar says the following case, the following formulation. He's got shili b'mana, a large amount of money. V'nasan la dinar, and he only gave her a fraction of that money. Hare zo mekudeshas, it's a valid kiddushin. V'yashan, but he's obligated to fulfill his monetary obligation. So my time, kevan de amar la mana, v'yav la dinar, kaman de amar la almenas dami. That he's saying almenas, as if he's making a t'nai, and that he plans on fulfilling it. Now, the question is, well, let's say he doesn't fulfill it. Tosfos Riyazakin jumps in, says, miu im lo hishlim lo hamana, ein tzarech get, tzarei lo hishlim t'no, nimsa shu yachol achzer bo, hi eni yachol achzer bo. Right? That, you know, if he doesn't actually finish the t'nai, so then the kiddushin is batel me'elav. Then he goes on to say, Tosfos Riyazakin, v'ikaman damar shavavi shalo hishlim la hamana tzricha get v'tau su biyadam. So he rejects that view. He says there are those who think that the kiddushin is chal, no matter what, even if he doesn't fill the ties, and I've been tznaizel l'shar tznoim. I think that, you know, if you establish the perspective that, tavla meitav tandem and meitav armelo, you can argue that maybe when she heard the mana and she got the dinar, she said, great, if I get the full mana, terrific. But, you know, according to these deos that, you know, they would need to get, that we have to be at least choshesh for kiddushin, maybe misafik, it's because we think to ourselves, maybe in her mind, she says, well, you know, I'd still like to be married to him over and above, you know, even if I don't quite get the full mana. Okay. Tosfos Riyazakin doesn't like that view at all. Good. Okay. So we say, so he just has to fill the time. He's actually been mana, but he has mona beholich. Right, so he's allowed to retract as long as he hasn't stopped counting out the money. Right, because he hasn't yet fulfilled the tnai. So the amar b'mana zo. He said with this mana, hami to save b'mana zo, reisha b'mana stam. He didn't actually formulate mana zo. The katani seif amrla his kach yili b'manazo v'nimtza mana chaser dinar. It wasn't actually quite a mana. It was, you know, mana minus x. O dinar shal nechoshes ena mekudeshes. So the seif actually says that if he's missing the exact amount, it's a mana chaser dinar, or he has a dinar shal nechoshes. Again, it's not something which is normally transactable, right? Or dinar ra harezo mekudeshes v'yachlif. Or it is a dinar, it's a legitimate dinar, but it's, you know, kind of like one of those broken dollar bills. Nobody really wants to take it. So the kiddushin is chal in these cases, but he eventually would have to give her a much, you know, better, more usable form of currency. So the Gemara says, no. Reisha v'seifa damar manazo, upeirushe kamifarish. In both cases, he actually said this mana, and one case is to explicate the other. Ratza echa me amlachzar afilu b'dinar achra unharishos b'yato. Ketzad ki goin to amrla b'manazo. Ibi said manazo. V'achanam mistar b'disal k'day techresha b'mashas manastam hashter manastam lo havi kiddushi b'manazo mibaya. So the Gemara says it makes a lot of sense to line it up this way because, you know, if you would say that b'manazo, or excuse me, if you would say that in the case of the resha that it was a manastam, and still it's not kiddushin, as opposed to manazo. I mean, manazo is obvious, because that means you have to have a mana right here and right now. And if you don't have a mana here, right here, and if you don't have a mana right here and right now, then there's not going to be kiddushin. So Gemara says, well, that's not the best raya. So imishum halo iria, tanasefa liguliya resha. You could just say that it's meant to, you know, shed light on the resha. Shalotoma resha v'manazo, avo v'manastam hevu kiddushin, tanasefa v'manazo, michal de resha, lo havu kiddushin. Okay, so the Gemara is not so sure, you know, about this argument that it would have to be that both cases are really manazo, and he said it could really be the other way. All right, so that the Gemara doesn't resolve explicitly, but the broader point here of a person, again, like Tosos Riazakin says, you know, who makes a certain financial commitment. Tosfos Rav Zakin is arguing that it's a, you know, absolutely binding commitment, and if he never really fulfills it, then the kiddushin wasn't chal at all. So Rav Ashi Amar, Mona v'Holech Shaini. Mona v'Holech is a very different story than our original case, because as long as you're counting it out, Da'asa Achule, she has a full and legitimate right to expect that you will give her the absolute full mana, and that's why either party, as long as there isn't the full mana delivered, can retract. But what about some of the other cases? Hai dinar shon nechoshes hechidami. Idi yada be, if she knows that she's only getting a dinar of nechoshes, which is usually not viable currency, idi yada be, hasavra v'kibla. Didn't she just accept it? The Gemara says, well, maybe not. Maybe she never really did accept it. Lo tzricha diyave nihale bilelya. Maybe it was delivered in the night. Inami deshkacha chle beni zuze. Or that even if it was during the daytime, she never really got a clear look at it because it was sort of in a jumble of coins. Likewise, haidina roi chidami. What's that case? So idilo nafik, if you can't use it, if it's not viable currency, you know, that you go to a store and they won't take it. They say you're trying to pass a bad bill. Idilo nafik, hainu dinar shal nechoshes. Then isn't that just the same? So again, it's usable, but I don't know, people give you a hard time for it. Okay, so the point is, going all the way back to Rebbe Lazar, if somebody says to a woman, he's kachli b'mana, and he only gives her a fraction of that, the kiddushin apparently is al tanai that he's actually mashlim. And if that doesn't happen, right, then the kiddushin are batel mavu tama elav. According to the Tosfos Riyaz Zaken, no shtar gerushin is required. There was never any kiddushin to begin with. According to other rishonim, Tosfos Riyaz Zaken quotes, no, you would still need to get lechumra because you never really know. Maybe she was at some point somechas daita. But the Gemara says if it's a situation, not where he promised her X and he only gave her a third of X or half of X, and we have to make up the tznai, but he's mona beholech, that's a different story. Because mona beholech means it's in the middle of the transaction itself. So shiny mona beholech, as the Gemara says, that she's watching to see what's going to happen. And as long as that's going on, everybody should agree that the kiddushin isn't chal until that process ends. Maybe when that process ends, you'll say, okay, mikudeshes almanas, that you're going to fulfill the tznai. But as long as it's mona beholech, you can't say that anything took place. She's, paying very careful attention to see what's going on. So that's the principle of mona beholech shiny, and I think it's a very, logical principle. Daisei achule, she's going to pay attention that she gets everything that she had agreed to, and if she doesn't get it, she never agreed to anything. Okay, next formulation. Amar Rav, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar la hiskad shili b'mana, again, a large amount of mana, mani v'hi niach la mashkon aleha, and he doesn't give it to her. He just gives her a mashkon, a collateral, ein mikudeshes. There's nothing here. There's nothing here. Okay, now the question is, what does that tell us about the institution of mashkon? Okay, which is really going to be our subject going forward. Mana ein kan, famous line of Gemara, mashkon ein kan. Did he give her a mana? No. Did he give her a mashkon? Yes, but what is a mashkon? Mashkon is just something that she's holding on to in the meantime. Is it hers? Mana ein kan, mashkon ein kan. So Rashi says, mana ein kan. Hilkoch mashkon, because there is no mana, hilkach mashkon ein kan, eno shave klum. She'ena mashkon matana. This isn't something that's actually hers. It's just a placeholder. So Esvei Rav L'Rav Nachman, kid shebe mashkon mikudashes. I thought it did work. Why can't you say? Presumably the mashkon is worth much more than a pruta. The Gemara says, hasam b'mashkon de'achayrim. No, that's a mashkon that the Baal had because he was holding on to collateral from somebody that owed him money. Uchid Rabbi Yitzchak, Dem Rabbi Yitzchak, minayin lebal chov, shekona mashkon, shenemar, ulecha tietz daka, lifnei Hashem elokecha, im eino kona tzedaka minayin, mikayin lebal chov, shekona mashkon. In other words, the Torah says, that in the case of an ish anihu, you're supposed to return the mashkon so that they can sleep in their, whatever is ksaslaila, and it will be considered an act of righteousness. But if it's not really yours, how is it an act of righteousness? That means that a Baal Chob is actually kona mashkon. It really becomes fundamentally yours. So if that is fundamentally his, at least for right now, right, so then he can be a mekadesh with it. But that's a mashkon de acherim. That's not a mashkon when he said he was going to give her a mana. And that principle is called mana in kan, mashkon in kan. So b'nei Rav Huna bar oven zoven hayi amasa bepriti. So they were trying to buy an amma, and they didn't have the cash. Lohavu ba'adayhu. So osivi naska aleha. So they took out a mashkon, basically, a silver bar, and they put it down, and they were able to acquire her, quote-unquote. Lesof ayoker amasa. The market went up. So also the kamidir ba'ami, they went to a din Torah. Amr lehu, priti ein kan, naska ein kan. He said, it's nothing. You never really acquired her. A mashkon doesn't create an acquisition of an amma. Why? Because you just put down a collateral. And if her price went up, you have to pay the full price. The principle, as we said before, of mana in kan, mashkon in kan. Priti in kan, naska in kan. Okay. So let's take a look at the Tosfos of Mashkon de'acherim Uchid Rabbi Yitzchak. The Tosfos says Avgav de Rabbi Yitzchak Ayri b'Mashkon Shelo b'Shas Halva Aso, that the Mashkon wasn't given b'Shas Milva. Matin leMeimar Kevin de Baal Chov Kone Mashkon Shelo b'Shas Halva Kinyan Gamor Ad Shiyipada b'Shas Halva Nami Alim Shibudei. The Tosfos have a bit of a chiddush. Says Rabbi Yitzchak is talking about a situation where it wasn't a collateralized loan. Later on, he took a mashkon because hadn't been paid back. Person wasn't able to, Loba hadn't paid back, and so he took a mashkon, shelo bishas halva. But if this is true, that you can make a kinyan, it's a really interesting argument. If the Baal Chov makes a kinyan in a mashkon that was taken later, shelo bishas halva, so he thinks that it would be logical to say, matzino lemeimar, kivin de Baal Chov kona mashkon shelo bishas halva, kinyan gamor, achi pada, Bishas halvada nami olim shibude lechashiv mamon lekadesh bo isha veliknos bo avadim vekarkos. I think that's a fascinating idea. So that you can make an extrapolation from a mashkon shelo bishas halva to a mashkon bishas halva. He says, in that case, I would agree, or I would surmise, it olim shibude, that the shibud that one has on the loan, enough to make it be considered mammon for purposes of kiddushei isha, or even to purchase avadim vikarkos. We can derive this from the principle of Rabbi Yitzchak, of the status of a mashkon shelo b'shas halva, that it really becomes the possession of the Baal Chov, that he makes a kinyan. So again, one could have easily been mechalik, right, Gavi? You could have said, look, a mashkon shelo b'shas halva is a situation where you really owed the money at this point. And you're taking this mashkon because now there's at least the raglayim ledavar that you're never going to see your money. That this mashkon is what you're going to be able to hold on to. So that's, you know, obviously a much stronger form of an acquisition. A mashkon b'shas halva is just an insurance policy. Tosfos wants to argue that one can extrapolate from one to the other. Olim shibude l'chashiv mamon l'kadesh bo'aisha. That is a very interesting shita. Okay. That's a mashko dech. Okay. Back in the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Hiskad shi libimana. You tell her you're going to give her a lot of money. And her response is, Nitalaso vizarakto liyam. She throws it into the sea. Not what you were hoping for. Ola or, or into the fire. Ola chol davar ha'avad. It gets destroyed. Eina mekudesh. Sorry. Not such a big chiddush, right? If she throws it in your face, whatever. Ha, shadetinu kameh. But if she just throws it down in front of him, havu kiddushin. What are we going to say? Is that actually kiddushin? So ha kaamrele, shakya lo ba'ina. She's not prepared to take this. So lo mi baya kaamre. Lo mi baya shadetinu kameh. Dilo havu kiddushin. Avo zarak to liyam. Ala or ema. She thinks, if the so really fascinating and maybe even a good pragmatic suggestion for women. Says no. If she takes it and she throws it and destroys it into the sea, right? She's taking on a financial obligation to herself. She's allowed to say no to his marriage proposal. She's not allowed to destroy his property. So if she just wanted to say no, she would actually just throw it back at him. When she throws it into the sea, she throws it into the fire, flushes it down the toilet. So maybe she's actually accepting the kiddushin, we would have thought, and she wants to check if this guy has a really bad temper. She says, why'd you do that? So kamash malan, that both of them are ways of rejecting her, but one of them is going to come with rejecting him, but one is the, you know, one is going to come along with a financial price tag. As Rashi says, mida achayva be lishlume, right, she's going to have to pay, you know, for the kiddusha that she destroyed, gamra v'kitcha navsha. must be that she's accepting the kiddushin. Lufishu shalah zirakta lenasu sezeh imuragzan. She doesn't want to marry somebody who's, you know, an angry fellow. Okay. So Tana Rabbanan hiskad shili b'mana, and her response is tenem la'abo la'avicha. Go give it to your father, to my father. Eina mikudeshes. You say that that's her way of saying get lost. Al-minashi kablumli mikudeshes. But he said give it to my father, your father, who accepted on my behalf, as we know. Ha'isha miskadeshes ba'avishlucha. So the Gemara says Tana abo lo diacha koach deresha. Tana avicha lo diacha koach deseifa. So it says Abba to tell you the koach of the resha, that if she said, yeah, go and give it to my father, meaning she's rejecting him, even though you might think, oh, it's to her benefit. She wants to keep the money in their family. And, you know, avicha is lodiacha koach tesefa, that she say, you know, go give it to your father to accept on my behalf. That's a viable kiddushin. Hiskad shi libimana. So you say to her, I'm going to give you this large amount of money. And she says, to name Laploni, go give it to Jack over there. She's saying, get lost. We need both of these cases, a father and then a third party. She says, you know, these are family members. One's a family member of mine. The other's a family member of yours. And so in all of these cases, you know, it's going to be valid. Aval ploni lo, but a random stranger, you know, you might have thought that she doesn't trust him to act as a shaliach. So when she says, name the ploni, maybe that's always a rejection. Tamash malan, that it's not always a rejection. If she says, al minas, that he should accept it from me. V'yashmin and ploni, if you only did the third party, ha'chu d'chiyamra, name the ploni, lo habu kiddushin, d'lamakarva dai to the gabei lemesile b'matana. Aval abba v'avicha, d'lamakarva dai to the gabayu, ema b'matana yahiv teini hale tzricha. That if her response is just, go give it to father or father-in-law, or future father-in-law, you know, maybe she's saying, I accept the kiddushin. So tzricha, we need to learn the chiddush that those cases can also be a rejection. Yet another formulation. Tana Rabbanan, hiskad shili b'mana, and she says, t'neim al gabei sela. Put it down on the rock. Eina mikudeshes. Mimaya sela shalom mikudeshes. Machlokes Rashi Tosos. Rashi says, you want to guess? Well, why is it that there's kiddushin? Rashi says it's a kinyan chatzer. Tosos says, what are you talking about, a kinyan chatzer? Tosos says that it's just a smichus das. Nir lefarish, the hachatam ain't tali be kinyan chatzer. Elak shesela shalom. She doesn't have any confidence that she's going to be able to hold on to it. Okay. So the Gemara then says, "Vim hayasel shalom mikudeshes, bayi rabibi selas hol shneiem mahu." So about that, the Gemara says, "Take it. That's a good question." Right? And Tosfos will say, "Yeah, that question is because how much does she think she really is going to be able to control it?" Right? And I guess Rashi will say, right, we're not sure that if it's Chatzar Shalah, and Chatzar Shalah, is that really like taking possession of it? If he says, he's Kachili Bekikar, okay, it's Shvei Kesev, it's worth a certain amount, and she says, give it to a dog, Tanei Lekelev Eina Mekudeshes, right, she's trying to insult him. V'im Hayakelev Shalah Mekudeshes, but if it's her dog, and she says, give it to Sparky, then it's Mekudeshes, because it's clearly Hanoa for her. So Bayer of Mari, Kelev rats achareha mahu. She says, give it to the dog. The dog is chasing me. This is also a way of saying, okay, I accept the kiddushin because, you know, it's hana for her not to get bitten by the dog or worse. Odelma matzi amrele midaraisa chiyuvim mechayaves le'atzulan. And she says, no, I never really accepted this in the, you know, context of kiddushin. You're really mechuyav to save me midaraisa. You have to spend a little bit of your money, right? Lo samar al damriyacha. We have to be chozer al kol tzadin. The Gemara says that lo samar al damriyacha teaches me the halacha that if I see somebody in trouble, I have to be maker agar. I have to be willing to spend money to save this person's life. So take it. The Gemara says, that's a good question. I'm not entirely sure how to resolve that one. Hiskatsu bikikar. She says, tanei ulani, give it to the poor man over there. Eina mikudeshes. So afilu ani hasamuch Allah. Even in the case of an ani that she is actively supporting. So you might say, oh, so she's benefiting because otherwise it would have come out of her pocketbook. My time, Amrle, ki hechi de mechayava bei ana Hachi mechayaves be'at. You're as obligated as I am in sustaining this indigent person. Okay. So, to talk a little bit about what we saw, we reviewed the din, a very important din, that Rabbi Yosef has a shita, according to one man de Amar, that it's always a midi de kayetz. You always have to know exactly what things are worth, whether it's kasef or shvei kasef. And that's what we mean in terms of tvua v'chelim. So that is one daya, that you always need a midi de kayetz ba. Then we saw there's a shita of Rav Nachman. The Rav Nachman says, yeah, kin chalipin is a viable thing, generally in mekach u'memkar, but you can't do it with tvua because then it's going to disintegrate. So the Gemara says about that, yeah, you might have thought, according to this view, that tvua can be used for chalipin. You could use less than a shava pruto of tvua or kalim in a standard case of kiddushei kesef, when you're using it as shvei kesef, because mekarva hanayasayhu. Because, you know, you can always benefit more directly from these things in kesef, where you have to use it in the dollar store. Then we talked a little bit about pidyon haben. Remember, on background, this is the point that Tosfos wants to raise, on background we have the notion that pidyon haben is subject to matan al menas lahachzer. So here we say that, you know what, an object doesn't always have to be worth chamesh lahem, because there are certain things that are worth more to different people. Like Rav Kahana would say, this is worth 5 slaim to me, I'm a gavra rabba. Or Marbar Ravashi purchased something that was only worth 10 for 13. So Tosfos says it's not obvious from Matan al Menachas Lahachzer. You can't just say Logara. Because Matan al Menachas Lahachzer, you could have an objective chafza is worth chamesh slaim. So here we have the chiddush that chamesh slaim, you know, is actually a little bit in the eyes of the beholder. What's it worth to me? What would I pay for it? Big chiddush in the second day in Tosos that, you know, in terms of pidyon haben, Rav Kahana could take it for his wife. Okay, then we started talking about, let's say a person is mekadesh a woman but doesn't pay her the full amount, right? He gives her a dinar in place of the mana. And we say, the Gemara has two deos. Does it have to be b'mana zo or mana stam? The Gemara didn't fully resolve that issue. But Tosos Riazakin says if he doesn't actually pay the money, then you don't even need a shtar gerushin. The kiddushin isn't chal. Right. The Gemara says a more obvious case is Mona Vaholech, that if he's putting out the dollars, then everybody would agree nothing happened yet because she has smichas das on everything. So in that case, that's an even, you know, more obvious case. What about Mashko? So the Gemara says it depends what we're talking about. Generally speaking, a collateral that you give, say, okay, I don't have the cash today, said I had it, so I'm going to put down a collateral. Mana in tan, mashkon in tan. You didn't give any money, and you didn't give anything that was real, because the mashkon isn't something under her ownership. However, if you have a mashkon de acherim, if you were kona mashkon, Tosfos points out this is shalom b'shas halva, she could rabbi yitzchak ulefati atzdaka livne Hashem elokecha, and then you give that to her. Well, you actually really own that mashkon. Okay, so that's a very important idea. It's not only true for Kiddushin, but we said that it's true in the case of the Amma as well. Right? What happened? There was a situation where they wanted to purchase the Amma. They didn't have the cash, so they put down a mashka. And then the markets changed, and her value went up. So, well, we don't want to pay the higher price. We put down a mashka, and so we were putting down a placeholder that we should only have to pay whatever we agreed to initially. And Rav Ami said, no. Absolutely not. That Priti Enkan, Mashkon Enkan. Right? That Mashkon doesn't mean that the transaction is frozen in time. On the contrary, you have to pay the absolute full amount that she's worth. Okay? He didn't accept the Mashkon. The owner of that Amma didn't accept the Mashkon in lieu of changing markets. Now, that could work out in your favor because, you know, the price might decrease. And you'd benefit from that. But the point is that a Mashkon isn't typically a Kenyan. It's not going to be viable for purposes of Kiddushin. So then we had all these interesting expressions. Whatever. You say, I'm going to give you this mana, and she throws it in your face. Okay. So, you know, that's not what you were hoping for. Well, let's say she throws it into the sea or into the fire. There is a Havamin in the Gemara that, you know, maybe she's willing to incur a little bit of financial loss. She's going to have to pay him for it, but maybe she really is interested in the Kiddushin and she's just checking out whether to see he's a Ragzan. So in both of those cases, we say that there's no Kiddushin. If she says, go give it to my father, go give it to your father also, that's a diz, give it to this person, then she's rejecting him. But if she says that they should accept it for me, it works in both of those cases, not just in the case of a familiar family member or a soon-to-be family member, but even in the case of a third-party ploni. The case of the Sela, another very interesting case. The Machlokas Rashi Tosas, are we talking about a Kinyan Chatzer? Or are we just talking about a Smichas Das? This is what she believes. If it's her Sela, that, you know, people are going to respect those boundaries. A Kikar, you know, if it's her dog, you know, so maybe she's benefiting from that. Let's say it's a dog that's, trying to kill her or maul her. So the Gemara says, oh, that's a teiku. Let's say, okay, she says, give it to the Ani. Probably not interested in Kiddushin. It's an Ani that she's supporting. You might have thought differently, but we say, no, even in that case, because she could say, I wasn't accepting your Kiddushin. I was just telling you, be a good Jew, you know, and give a little tzedakah. There's an interesting line in Tosos that we saw, where Tosos says, you know, the case of Rabbi Yitzchak is where you're a mashkein shelo b'shas alvav. But he thinks that you can extrapolate from there, from shelo b'shas alvav to b'shas alvav. That even that kind of a mashkon, in fact, there's a kenyan, l'chati yetzedakah, l'fnei Hashem v'lokecha. Olim shibudei, the shibud is strong enough, l'chashiv mamon. Even though, again, if the person pays you back, right, during the right time, you know, let's say you took the mashkon b'shas alvav, and in a year, you know, the person comes with the money, you'd have to return the mashkon, right? But olim shibude, it's considered mamon, at least for purposes of the kiddushin. He thinks that you could extrapolate from one to the other, even though, again, it's not an obvious thing, because shelo b'shas alvav, the chances that you're going to see your money are whatever they are, they're much reduced. B'shas alvav, you have no reason to think that this person is going to default, you know, on their loan. Okay. Questions. Okay. Alright, so Gadolin will hold it up here. And we're gonna return to the subject of Shirai, of, you know, that's how we got into this whole discussion of Rav Yosef to begin with, of Amidi Dekayetz, that needs to be something of definitive value. So, you know, Gadolin will get further into that discussion tomorrow. Okay. Yashir Koach.